Mindfulness power, a talent that we acquire through the karmic inheritance, that's passive, or is a skill that we learn it through the karmic cultivation.
呢個題目咧就問嗰、那個正念，即係個觀察力咧，究竟係一個技巧啊，係我哋即係與生俱來嘅咧，定係一個技一個 skill 一個學習嘅技巧咧？就呢個係靠我哋去培養出嚟嘅咧。
Both，
即係兩樣都係。
Because we make karma every moment, we're making karma. So we have the karma of our past life. We have the karma of this life as well. So mindfulness is something we've developed before, and we develop it early in our life. We're developing it now.
我哋每一刻都係做緊我哋嘅業嘅。咁所以我哋唔可以話係嗰啲業係以前帶落嚟，但係而家咧，因為帶落嚟嘅，但而家我哋一樣繼續做緊業嘅。
So it doesn't matter where you start, you can make great strides even now.
咁亦都係咁嘅時候，我可以任何時候咧可以好大嘅進步。如果我哋開始練習嘅時候。
Okay, next question.
Okay. Speak in Cantonese first. 佢係個媽媽咧，就即係呢個學生嘅媽媽咧開始學佛，咁佢就想學禅修啊，但佢個盤骨咧就有骨刺嘅問題啊，咁佢一坐五分鐘咧就會好痛嘅。所以坐唔到禅嘅，咁但系佢嘅膝头咧又系好严重退化啦，咁因为企五分钟咧又企唔到噶啦，咁所以咧企禅佢又唔做得啦，咁想问下师傅有咩其余嘅方法可以做禅修
？Yeah, my mother has just started to learn Buddhism and she wants to have some meditation activities, but her knees and that all that she cannot sit for over 5 minutes.And she cannot stand for over 5 minutes. Then what else can I tell her to do?
I'm sure she can sit on a chair, watching TV for over an hour.
咁佢呢個參加者嘅媽媽可唔可以睇電視咧？坐張凳去睇電視可以過一個鐘頭咧
？So tell her to meditate on a chair.
可以叫佢坐張凳嚟做。But she has something back here. It's not fit for her.
She can't even sit down on a chair.
Yeah.
Oh, then she do lying down meditation.
Oh, 咁咧，如果佢真系坐唔到，盤骨好痛嘅咧，佢可以瞓低嚟做禅修。
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, and the second part, and this meditator, she has been doing some meditation for sitting meditation, and for that, she received an instruction saying that I have to recite the Buddha name always.And then I have tried the music meditation, and she just want to ask if this too can make her to achieve a strong mindfulness state.
呢個題目咧，個同心問佢學過坐禅，咁佢啲老師教佢咧就叫佢係念佛嘅，咁同埋佢又做嗰啲音樂禅啊，咁佢又覺得呢兩種問老師兩種方法咧，可唔可以令到佢可以有一個好強嘅觀察力？
They're okay at the beginning of meditation, but if you want to go deep, you have to let go of all of the names inside of you. Let go of all the sounds. It's okay at the beginning, but once you've relaxed, turn off the music. Once you're peaceful, turn off the Buddha's name and just go into silence. That is the real Buddha's name.Emptiness.
喺最初嘅時候咧，我哋可以用呢啲即係念佛啦、音樂嚟令到我哋放鬆啊。但如果你係想去有一個深層嘅定嘅時候咧，我哋要熄曬呢啲聲啊，因為我哋嚟講係老師嚟講啊，嗰係叫個寧靜嘅培，你要知道寧靜嘅嘢嚟嘅。
That's the Buddha's name, Shakyamuni.
咁咧就係即刻忘記個名啦。就唔係念佢個佛號。
Okay.
And before sitting meditation, should we take the walking meditation first?
呢個題目問咧，就係話我哋坐禅之前咧，係咪應該行禅先？行咗先至坐。
You can do walking meditation first, and then sitting meditation, or sitting meditation and walking meditation. It's that which comes first, chicken or egg. It doesn't really matter as long as you do them together.
咁咧，老師話即係等於雞同雞蛋，你可以行前先，跟住坐，你可以坐完之後行，根本就冇分別嘅。但係最緊要係你兩個人都做。The second part, if it is yes, then how long for walking meditation to warm up?
It really depends. How much time do you have to spend eating to get full? Sometimes you don't need to eat very much, so a tiny bit of food and you feel full. Sometimes you have to eat and eat and eat and eat before you feel full. So how much walking meditation need to do until you feel full?
就話即係我哋睇情況啦，好似我食飯咁咧，你肚餓，有陣時咧食好多，有陣時你唔肚餓，食好少，所以就睇你自己覺得哦夠啦，你就停啦。And the last one, if we have to keep mindfulness all the day, and we don't have time to practice sitting meditation, does it work？ 呢個題目佢話咧，即係如果我成日都要睇住自己咧，要做嗰個觀察力嗰個禪修咧，咁我哋冇時間去做坐禪噶啦。
Sitting meditation is practicing mindfulness。
坐禅根本就是一个我们提高我们专注力的禅修来的。
So really, if you want to practice mindfulness all day, just make peace, be kind, be gentle. Whatever you're doing, sitting, walking, going to toilet, having shower, eating your food, make peace, be kind, be gentle, and you're building up mindfulness.
那我们怎样可以将我觀察力慢慢提高咧，就係我哋即係行住坐卧啊，你食飯啊，乜嘢嘅時候你都可以係提高我哋嗰個專注力噶。咁呢個就個禪修啦。
Very good.
And this one, please kindly elaborate more on how to be kind and gentle to the wandering thoughts during sitting meditation. Is it right that we don't stop those thoughts immediately?Trying to go back to the breathing. 呢個題目就問咧，係咪請老師再講多係點樣去對嗰個遊魂嗰個濕嗰啲念頭咧，要對佢仁慈啦，對佢温柔啦。咁係咪即係我哋要所有停曬所有呢啲念咧
？After 6 years as a monk, I found this perfect monastery in the north of Thailand. It was in the mountains. The food was good.People left me alone all day, and it was a perfect place to meditate. I was by myself, so no one to disturb me.
咁咧，老師出咗家六年之後咧，佢喺泰國嘅北部揾到一個好好嘅廟個寺院咧，佢都係冇人騷擾佢，佢可以完全做自己嘅嘢嘅。
At first, my meditation was going very well, but then I started getting restless. I started thinking.
咁咧最初咧，咁啊禅修就咁静嘅地方就做得好好啦，就冇几耐咧，开始咧嗰啲吊举啊，啲念头就走出嚟啦。
At this time I was still a young man, 28, 29 years of age. So when I started thinking of what I call unmonkish thoughts.
咁咧就系佢嗰阵时系27、28岁嘅啫，咁啊即系老师系好后生嘅，咁佢就叫嗰啲叫做唔系马骝嘅念头。
I started thinking ofold girlfriends and romance and all the things which a monk is not supposed to think about.
Oh, 即係我聽錯咗，係唔係應該唔係一個出家人要諗嘅嘢？咁佢咧就諗翻我以前嘅女朋友啊，以前啲嘢咁嗰啲唔應該係即係出家人諗嘅嘢嚟嘅。
But I wanted to be a monk, so I tried to stop those stupid thoughts, but they kept on coming back, and I tried to stop them and go back to the breath, and they kept on coming back.And day after day after day, it got worse and worse and worse. And I thought I was going crazy.
咁咧就老師就嘗試咧就去，因為佢知道佢出家人咧，我唔應該諗啲嘢。佢不斷去提自己去停咗呢啲咁嘅念頭。點知佢越提自己停咧，啲念頭越嚟越多。
The worst thing was I was alone. I didn't have any other person to talk with.
咁嗰時咧，佢個問題就得一個人咧，佢又冇人同佢傾偈嘅。
Now I would try to go back on the breath, watch the breath, and these thoughts would force their way in again. I couldn't stop them.
咁咧就老師咧就係周日翻呼吸，我淨係睇住呼吸，點知原來啲念頭咧不斷嘅嚟翻，根本趕唔走嘅。
So I went to the main hall, there's a big Buddha statue, and I bowed to the Buddha statue, and I said, "Help."
咁咧就係、老師去翻嗰、那個即係大殿裏邊咧，嗰度有好大嘅佛陀嘅嗰個像喺度嘅。咁我又係求佛陀幫佢。
And it's probably because I was Westerner, I had an idea. The idea was, do a deal. And the deal was this. I'd watch my breath and be a good monk for most of the day, but from 3 p.m. till 4 p.m. every afternoon, I would allow my mind to think about anything. Old girlfriends, romance, sex, anything went, was okay from 3 till 4.
咁咧，老師咧就係、呢個外國人咧，佢慣咗同人我哋話達成嘅協議嘅。咁我同佛陀講，我可以做翻我唔應該諗嘅嘢，但係你可以俾一日三點至四，每一日嘅三點至四點，我係諗翻一啲唔應該出街人諗嘅嘢。
I thought that was fair enough. If the mind wanted to think of those things, 3 p.m. to 4 p.m., you can do what you want. The rest of the day, you behave.
咁咧，佢覺得呢個好公道啊！我有三點至四點鐘可以諗一啲無謂嘅嘢，或者係以前嘅嘢。咁跟住個時間咧，就可以做翻要一個出家人要做嘅嘢。
So I made that promise in front of the Buddha. From 3 to 4 p.m., I'll let my mind do whatever it wants. But the rest of the day, I will try to meditate.
咁咧就同佛陀講咗啦，每日嘅三點四點咧，我心諗乜嘢就諗乜嘢，我唔會去控制佢。但係其餘嘅時間，我就係盡就係、做禅修。
But it was still really hard. I tried to watch the breath and these thoughts would come in and then I tried to watch the breath, they'd come in again. And by 3 p.m, I was so tired.
咁呢佢就嘗試一路感官呼吸啦，但係發覺啲念頭又不斷咁又嚟又走嘅。咁佢去到三點鐘，即係個約定時間，覺得好攰啦佢已經。
But I had to keep the other side of the bargain. I went to my room.I leant against the wall, put my feet out and said, okay mind, if you want to think about old girlfriends, romance, sex, off you go.
咁呢就到三點鐘呢佢要即係應承做返個行落嗰個承諾啦，咁佢返返房，咁呢就睇啦，就同我個心講啦，你想諗乜都得啦，諗女朋友又好，以前嘅羅曼蒂克嘅事都好，你自己諗啦。
And for the next 60 minutes, my mind watched every breath without any problem at all. So easy.
咁反而呢個60分鐘之內咧，佢淨係每一個念頭都係睇緊個呼吸，就冇諗其餘嘢。
It was so surprising. As soon as I let my mind be free, as soon as I let it go, it became so peaceful.
咁原來好得意嘅，當我哋真係放下咧，咁嘅時候俾個心自己運作嘅時候咧，佢又咁自由，佢就會做到啲嘢，反而係你想做嘅嘢嚟嘅。
When I started to control it, it went crazy.
咁當我去即係嘗試控制嘅時候咧，個心咧就變得癲㗎啦。
I learned so much from that experience.
咁咧，老師喺度學咗好多嘢。
The reason why you think too much is because you've been trying to control the mind.
因為點我哋諗咁多嘢咧，就係因為我哋諗住去控制呢樣嘢，有一個好多嘅諗法嚟㗎啦。
Just let it be, let it go, and then it gets so peaceful. You can watch every breath without any problem at all.
咁你由佢嚟由佢走嘅時候咧，我哋可以好自由咁去睇每一個呼吸。
But you've got to let it go 100%. If you try and control a tiny bit, it doesn't work.
一個設計就係咧，你要放下所有嘅100% 咁放下，你唔可以留任何少少嘅。
So some people try that. They say, "Okay, mind, you can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want." And it thinks about this and thinks about that. And you say, "It's not working."What do you mean it's not working? You haven't been letting it go. You're saying, I will let you go as long as you're peaceful. That's not letting go.
咁呢老師俾咗個好實際嘅例子，就係我哋通常話你想諗乜就諗乜啦，就等啲念頭走啦。實際我哋呢就冇真係放走佢嘅，因為我哋話如果你令到我平靜嘅話呢，我就放低啦。
Letting go means mind, you can think for the rest of the eon and I'll still like you.So remember, letting go is no expectations. It's giving up, expecting nothing back in return. You don't expect peace, you don't expect silence. And then peace and silence come.
咁呢我哋話嗰個放下呢，即係昨日講嗰個係我哋要放，係完全冇期望嘅，即係我哋放咗出去就唔會有期望嘅。我哋唔會話期望我哋有平靜啊，有寧靜啊。就算我呢一個依然呢一劫啊，我哋都係咁樣要咁樣放下嘅。
So don't worry about the thoughts. They're not your thoughts. There's no one in here. It's empty. So, not my thoughts, nothing to do with me. So if I see a thought coming in my mind, I say, none of my business.
咁即係話咧，啲念頭根本就唔係我嘅，咁佢嚟係即係空念頭，即係空性嚟噶嘛。咁佢嚟我心，咁唔關我事，咪由佢嚟咯。
It's not my thought。
呢個唔係我嘅念頭。
I don't own anything。
我完全冇任何嘢嘅。
I'm a monk with no possessions。
咁老師係佢嘅出家人咧，所以佢完全冇財產嘅。
I don't even own my thoughts。
佢根本咧連個念頭係咩佢都唔理嘅，唔知嘅。
So I'm not worried about them。
所以佢根本就唔會擔心啲念頭。
Are you worried about my baggage in the room?
咁你會唔會擔心老師嗰啲行李咧喺佢房嘅行李咧
？No, you're worried about your own baggage.
但係你又會擔心你自己嘅行李喎。
So if you haven't got any baggage, you've got nothing to worry about.
咁所以你冇行李嘅時候，你根本就唔需要擔心任何嘢。
So your thoughts don't belong to me. I don't know where they came from. I don't know where they go. But I take no responsibility. They're not mine.
咁咧啲念頭係你嘅，咁我唔關我事嘅，所以佢去邊度我完全唔會有責任嘅。
Then they're not a problem anymore。
咁嘅時候咧就係冇問題噶啦。do I get it that when there's negative thoughts or emotions arise, write that on a piece of paper, roll it into a stick.And throw it away as far as I can. That's your technique. You teach a student. 嗱呢個題目咧，一冇咗個上面嗰句咧，佢就話係咪佢有冇聽錯？就係老師俾佢個意見就係，逢親有負面嘅念頭同埋嗰個情緒咧，咁佢就寫低呢啲嘢喺張紙嗰度，然後就捲埋佢，就擠落一個 stick 嗰度，咁然後就掟走佢。
Yeah, that's a good way of doing it, but don't tell people in Hong Kong that I suggested that. Otherwise, I will get fined for littering.
咁咧就呢個係係一個好嘅方法，但係咧唔好話俾香港其他人知，因為如果你話係老師教你嘅話咧，咁你一抌嘅時候抌垃圾咧之前，老師就俾人拉去做垃圾蟲噶啦。
Yeah, it's a good thing to do.
Yeah, 呢個係一個好嘅方法。When somebody has a banner, can the five senses exchange the function, such as the eye can smell? A banner, what's that? A-B-I-N-N-A.
Abhinya.
Oh.
Abhinya is like psychic powers and very strong wisdom. Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then by that time, if I got that, can the five senses exchange the function, such as My eye can smell. 啊，呢個題目咧，我唔好意思啊，我唔係識嗰只。佢話如果有人咧可以有個神通嘅時候咧，即係嗰個五官嗰個功用咪可以調轉嘅，即係好似咧就係隻眼可以去聞嘢嘅咧。
No, because when you get into deep meditation or powerful insights, just the eye can only see, the nose can only smell, but the mind can do anything. So it's the mind which sees and the mind which smells.So the mind is all powerful, it can do anything.
咁咧就係我哋喺深層嘅定嘅時候咧，咁係我哋個心去做嘢，好似我哋眼可以睇嘢，個鼻可以聞嘢，係個心可以做呢樣嘢。
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the second one. In the fourth jhana, you mentioned that the day before, can the man choose what time to wake up? Oh, the Australian guy.
Yeah. Chinese.
Yeah.這個呢就是講返前日嗰個呢，我有一個入咗四禪嗰個澳洲人呢，咁佢咪俾人送咗去醫院嘅，咁佢問佢嗰個人可唔可以自己揀幾時起身。
How can you choose when to come out when you've got no clock in the jhanas? When your will has totally stopped? There's no choice left. You're stuck.
咁呢你老師話喺四禪嗰度呢你又冇鐘。咁又你又冇咗個意志力啦，咁你點可以自己話叫自己起身呢？因為你已經完全係喺嗰個四禪裏面係卡住咗啦。
But if you are a good meditator and you think you're going to go into a jhana, in other words, you know you're very skilled, what you usually do is you tell yourself how long you're going to go in the jhana for. You program your mindfulness.You say, I'm going to go into the jhana for 2 hours or 3 hours. Or even more fun, 2 hours and 57 minutes. And you find you come out 1 or 2 minutes either side of 2 hours and 57 minutes. You do have an internal unconscious clock inside of you. And if you say, I'm going to come out of that time, you do. But you have to put that program in before you enter jhana.
老师说如果你是入禅那你是可以自己我们有一个叫潜意识的钟你可以设个时间即是我入之前或者两个钟头或者三个钟头刚才老师说你可能两个钟头四十七分钟或者是两个钟头加减一两分钟你可以自己设个时间那时叫醒自己
If you want to play with that idea tonight before you go to bed tell yourself I will wake up at 4:55. I will wake up at 4:55. I will wake up at 4:55. Tell yourself 3 times and listen carefully and then forget it. And you will find, even before you hear the sound of the wooden thing being banged, you'll open your eyes. What time is it? What time is it? And you look at your clock. There'll be 1 minute either side of 4:55. It's easy to do. Try it.
咁老师叫我哋今晚可以尝试咧，我哋瞓之前咧，同自己讲三次，我要听日4:11起身。咁你讲三次，跟住就唔好记住佢咯。咁你就第二朝，你听朝可以试下，可唔可以就起身啦？可能系一两分钟嘅分别嘅啫，就唔使需要听嗰个朝头早敲钟嗰个。
It's programming yourself.
这个就是我们怎样将自己程式化的心。
Okay, next question.
Okay. And I note that you don't need to massage after 2 hours sitting meditation. It's Siddha tradition. You are not going to have a massage after the meditation. You see, they always do that.
Oh, yeah.
Or your body is already get used to it.
No, this is when you have a deep meditation, your body relaxes.And it feels so good after you've had a long, deep meditation.
我唔记得讲中文，因为呢个同学就问咧，即系话老师点可以坐两个钟头完全唔需要去按摩自己？因为我见到你好多人按摩嘅，咁佢问佢系咪因为佢已经系即系习惯咗啊？咁老师话唔系，因为佢当你系一个好深沉嘅止嘅时候咧，你个身体系好舒服嘅，所以佢系冇好似我哋咁要去做嗰、那個按摩嘅。
But I've seen many people even here at the end of the meditation, they go. I don't know why they do that. No meditators do that in Thailand.
咁佢哋見到老師又見到我哋咧，你哋好多人就坐完之後咧，你猛搓隻手咁，然後捉大塊面啊，捉下個身咧，咁佢喺泰國冇人咁做嘅。
But what happens? You see one person doing it, and so the other person has to do it.And sooner or later, it just becomes like fashion.
咁所以唔係原因就一個人做開，隔離一望到又想學下，就變咗一個時髦嘅嘢。
So if you want to do it, fine. But you don't have to do it.
Yeah, 呢個係我哋唔需要咁做嘅。And the last one, I read from the sutra that only monks or nuns can achieve arhatship. Is it true?
No, that's not true. Oh, do you mean Chinese?
Yeah, 佢呢個同學問咧，係咪要男係一定要係即係出家人，即係出家人咧，比丘同女比丘咧，先至可以達到阿羅漢個果位
？No, even lay men and lay women can get full enlightenment. So even you, in the next couple of days, can be fully enlightened.
咁老師話唔係嘅，呢個係我哋一個，即係我哋在家人都可以做到嗰個阿羅漢果嘅。就算可能我哋幾日之後，我哋都得㗎啦。
But if you do become arahat fully enlightened, you've only got one of two choices. You have to join the sangha, become a monk or a nun, or else die.
但係咧，即係佢話，但係咧，如果你真係我哋到咗阿含個果嘅話咧，得一個兩個 choice， 一個就係你就做咗即係僧團啦，加入僧團出家啦，或者你係會死咗嘅。
And there's a reason for that because once you're enlightened, you just don't belong in the world anymore. The only purpose for living is being in the sangha.
咁咧，即係當你係真係即係正覺咗之後咧，你已經覺得個世間嘅生活對你嚟講係個意思唔大噶啦。你唯一嘅出路就係出家。
Either actually being a teacher, or if you can't teach, just serving Buddhism.
咁如果你係即係唔可以，有啲人唔係識教書嘅咧，你可以都係同佛即係弘揚個佛法啦。
So it just becomes quite natural. It's not I choose should I do this or should I do that. It just happens as you become enlightened. You just become a monk or a nun.
佢呢個好自然嘅即係嗰個程序嚟嘅。當你真係正確咗之後咧，你自然就會去咗僧伽噶啦。
And if you don't do that, because your will has been totally abandoned, the will to live has gone. You just die.
哦，即係我哋話我哋嗰個意志力啊，根本已經冇咗嘅，所以你根本就冇可能再生存噶啦。咁所以唯一嘅即係最後嗰個選擇就係你會死啦，因為你冇咗個生存嘅意志力啦，已經。
Never underestimate the power of the mind. This was a story in the psychology journals from over 100 years ago. A couple of psychologists did this very terrible experiment in Bristol jail. I think it was 1899.
咁佢老師話講有100年前咧有一個心理學嘅真係係事嗰件嘅嗰個事件係真嘅。咁就係一個監獄嗰度，喺 Bristol。
Bristol jail in
England. 在英國的一個監獄 Bristol 的監獄。
This was over 110 years ago. This poor man had done a crime and had been sentenced to death by hanging. The night before his execution, the two psychologists and the prison governor went to this man's cell. They lied to him. They said the law had been changed.He would still be executed tomorrow morning, but not by hanging. He'd have his throat cut. And they let him think about that all night.
咁咧就係110年前發生嘅事咧。咁有一個人就係佢係被判咗死刑嘅。咁就嗰陣時興咧就係吊頸死嘅。咁就有兩個心理學家咧就佢臨死之前嗰晚就去同佢講啊，就呃佢啊。佢而家我哋嗰個法律改咗啦，唔係去吊死你，係割喉。
The following morning, they came to his cell with the priest, who gave him the last words of advice before his execution. And they led him. They then put a blindfold over him, and then they led him to the place of execution, which was actually the prison washrooms. They read out the sentence to him.And then one of the psychologists took a knife. It was a blunt knife and just drew it against his throat. At the same time, the other psychologist turned on a tap. This man felt cold steel against his throat. He heard liquid rush out and he fell to the ground and died. Nothing wrong with him.
哦，咁嗰朝早佢臨刑行刑之前咧，佢嗰個牧師同佢講完嘢之後咧，咁嗰兩個心理學家就帶咗佢個廁所啊。咁咧佢嗰個跟住綁住佢隻眼啦，咁然後佢一個心理學家用一支好鈍嘅刀，就咁喺佢喉嚨掂一掂啫。咁佢就即係好凍啦嗰把刀。咁跟住另外嗰個心理學家咧就撳個廁所啊，咁廁所咪有水聲啊？咁佢聽到水聲又覺得好多嘢流出嚟，就覺得呢度凍咧。咁佢真係嚇死咗。
If you think you're dying, you do die.
因為佢以為自己死咗，就真係死咗啦。
There was another similar story more recently. A man in the United States, he used to drive lorries, refrigerated lorries. Late on Friday, he was cleaning out the inside of his lorry when the wind blew the door shut.
咁呢個故仔就喺美國嘅，咁佢嗰個人咧就係要佢揸貨車嘅，咁個貨車就係送嗰啲雪櫃嘅，咁有一晚咧佢就去洗車啊，咁咧佢一風大咧就閂埋咗個車門啊。
He was locked in the back of the refrigerated lorry. He screamed and shouted because of the insulation, no one could hear him. And anyway, he was the last person in the yard before the weekend.He realized no one would come back until Monday.
咁佢咧，因為嗰個係雪櫃嘅，嗰啲裝雪櫃嘅車咧，咁個道門一閂埋之後咧，就係真係好穩陣嘅。咁佢無論喺裏邊點樣大嗌咧，佢都出邊啲人聽唔到嘅。 同埋咧，佢真係唔好彩，嗰個係星期五嚟嘅，咁啲人佢係最後一個離開呢一個地方啊，所以啲人都放曬假，所以冇人聽到佢嘅嗰啲救聲噶啦。
And he quickly realized, no one can last that long in such sub-zero temperatures. He realized he was going to die. So what he did, he had some paper, and he wrote down the symptoms hour by hour.Of himself dying from freezing to death. On Monday morning, they opened the back and saw him dead. And the symptoms of a person freezing to death were already well known by science. They were classic symptoms of what happens when you're in sub-zero temperatures for a long period of time.
咁咧，呢個人咧覺知又冇乜辦法啦，佢唯有咧就係喺度知道要死啦。咁佢就諗住每一個鐘頭寫佢死個過程，你知道凍死佢每一個鐘頭寫一寫佢個過程係點啊？咁喺嗰陣時候嚟講咧，因為喺科學嚟講咧，已經知道一個人凍死嘅過程係點噶啦。
The only strange thing was the refrigeration unit wasn't turned on. He thought himself to death.
咁原來咧嗰、那個凍櫃嗰、那個雪櫃根本係冇開到嗰個冷氣嘅，咁佢係。以為開了冷氣凍死，但是他不是的。
And he thought all the symptoms of dying, and they're exactly what would have happened if it was sub-zero temperatures. The point was, it wasn't sub-zero at all. He'd imagined and thought, and that had become reality, and he'd frozen to death, just because that's what his mind thought was happening.
咁咧，因為佢即係睇過啦，嗰、那個喺零度之下死嗰個過程咧，咁佢就將嗰個過程咧就寫翻出嚟。咁實際嗰陣時嗰個雪櫃唔係零度以下嘅，佢係咁樣凍死咗。因為佢個心諗住係喺零度以下，所以佢將嗰所有嘅嘢再做一次，終於死咗。
Never underestimate the power of the mind. If you think I can't become enlightened.Then you won't. If you think I will become enlightened, then you will.
所以咧，我哋唔好去估低我哋个心嘅力量啊！如果你系我哋唔会解脱嘅话咧，咁我哋就得唔到个正觉噶啦。但如果我哋会正觉嘅话咧，我哋就会正觉噶啦。
If you think I can't meditate, you won't be able to. If you think, yeah, I can meditate.Then you can.
咁就係啦，即係我哋話啊，我哋唔可以禅修咧，咁你就禅修唔到啦。但如果你話我係可以禅修咧，咁你就可以禅修啦。
Okay, next question.
And for walking meditation, is that we have to focus on our feet and the ground, the contact between the feet and the ground, and at the same time, can I enjoy the scenery around?
呢個題目就話，佢行禪嘅時候咧，唔一定要注意個腳底啊，同埋個地面嗰個接觸啊。咁我可唔可以同時睇下啲美景嘅咧
？It's boring scenery. You just see the apartment blocks. You see concrete walls. So no, don't enjoy the scenery. Just put your mind or your attention 2 meters in front of you, and enjoy the feeling of walking.
唔好去即係睇美景，同埋呢度都冇乜嘢好睇啦。咁老師話咧，記住係我哋喺個眼前嘅兩米嘅地方，咁我哋去集中睇我哋嘅行嗰個姿勢嗰、那個動作。
Because if you enjoy looking at the scenery, I will go to jockey club and I get those things they put on horses called blinkers.
咁如果你真係想睇美景嘅咧，老師會諗個方法，好似賽馬咁咧，佢哋好似有啲嘢遮住隻。馬嗰隻眼，佢遮住你隻眼睇嘢。The second one.
Yeah.
When I was in a cloud or in the middle of the markets, and suddenly I got some kind of loneliness and worry, very, very subtle one. And then, apart from meditation, what else can I do?
So when you're in market, and you felt...
In the market or in a crowd, oh, yeah. I always feel that I'm lonely and worried.Is a total one. Okay. Is a very subtle one. Yeah. 咁呢個咧就係佢喺人群同埋鬧市之中咧，佢成日覺得自己好孤獨，有孤獨感啊，同埋佢好憂慮啊，佢覺得好深層嘅。咁佢問咧，除咗禪修之外咧，有冇其他方法可以幫到
？Once I spent 6 months in solitary retreat. I never spoke to any human being for 6 months, nor did I see them.
咁咧，老師試過咧，佢試過6个月嘅獨自嘅閉關啊，佢冇同任何人傾過偈，亦都冇見過任何人。
But 6 months in solitary, I never felt lonely.
但係咧，老師6个月嘅即係獨自閉關咧，佢從來冇感覺到孤獨。
Because there was someone with me all the time, me.
咁咧，因為有個人陪佢，嗰個邊個咧？就係佢自己啦。
And I'm quite friendly to me. I like me. Therefore, wherever I go, I'm always with my best friend, me.
咁咧，老師係對佢咁，即係我係非常之友善嘅。佢好錫佢自己嘅。咁所以去到邊度咧，有個好好嘅朋友就係佢自己。
That's why I never feel lonely, because there's always someone with me I like.
咁所以因為佢唔會孤獨咧，因為佢從來都係有啲嘢佢中意嘅。
If you feel lonely, it means that you don't like your own company. You don't like yourself.
如果你話孤獨嘅話咧，即係證明你對你自己係唔中意嘅，你係唔中意自己嘅。
So in order to have a much better relationship with yourself, when you go to bed tonight, when you close your eyes before you go to sleep, say, "Good night, me. Have a wonderful sleep. See you in the morning."
咁所以你今日可以試下咧，你瞓之前你同話，同你自己講晚安，開心啲，我聽日再見。
And when you wake up, the first thing, "Good morning, me. Great to see you again. Have a wonderful day meditating."
咁第二日你起身咧，你就話，同自己講早晨啦，咁而家好好啦，今日我可以做禅修啦。
Be kind to yourself.And then you'll be your best friend.
对自己友善啲，咁咧又系你自己最好嘅朋友。
So wherever you go in life, you're with people, or you're just with yourself, you never feel lonely.
所以咧，无论你去到边度，你自己一个人又好，或者同人一齐嘅时候，你都唔会有孤独感噶啦。
Okay.
And this one, I have been meditating for some years, and when I do the sitting meditation.Sometimes I can calm down quite quickly, but I cannot enter into the deeper states. Is that because in the daily life I didn't protect or restrain my six senses? Is it?
咁個問題就係話咧，佢禅修咗好多年噶啦。咁當佢打坐嘅時候咧，有陣時佢好快入到定噶，但係咧就入得唔係好深嘅定啊。咁啊，因為佢日常嘅生活之中咧，好冇守護好我哋嘅六根門啊。
Restraining your five senses at work and at home, it helps, but it's not all that necessary. The reason why you don't get into deep meditation is because you don't know how to let go of controlling.
老師話咧，你話就算話我哋會守護個五根嘅咧，可能有少少幫助，但係最大原因點解入唔到心定咧？因為我哋唔識得去放下我哋個控制啊。
A lot of people think to have success in meditation, you have to struggle and strive and work. And you'll find that you can do 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, and you never get those beautiful jhanas. And then you learn, just let it go, leave it alone. And you find the jhanas come to you. As I said this morning, the donkey can be chasing after the carrot for hour after hour after hour.For 5 years, for 10 years, for 100 years, and a donkey never catches a carrot.
老師就話咧，即係好似今次我哋都有講過嗰、那個驢仔追嗰、那個金筍啦，即係嗰個 carrot 嗰個問題咧，就係、是、我哋不斷去追尋、去追尋、去揾嘅話咧，係揾唔到嘅。
But then the donkey stops. He's been running for 10-15 years, but then he stops.And in 1 or 2 minutes, he catches a carrot.
咁咧，只驴仔就会停低嘅时候咧，冇几耐，佢就反而揾到个金筍啦。即系好似我哋最初，如果我哋肯去放下嘅话咧，我哋嗰个 jhana 就会嚟噶啦。因为我哋不断去追寻就唔嚟噶。
So you could have been meditating for 20-30 years, and then suddenly you realize, I should stop, and then you get jhana really quick.
咁咧，可能你要禅修十年、廿年之后，你发觉唔行唔通嘅时候咧，你真系停低嘅时候咧，个 jhana 就会嚟啦。
So the donkey, it doesn't matter whether the donkey's been restraining itself or not, but it depends on whether the donkey knows how to stop.
咁就唔系话因为嗰只驴仔识得去守护佢个六根或者五根啊，而系佢识得去停止。
And there's lots of donkeys on this retreat who are still chasing carrots, who haven't stopped yet.
咁呢个闭关咧，系咪全部都系驴仔咧？我哋系咪揾紧我哋个金笋咧
？Okay.
The next one, my daily life is very busy. Then how can I make my mind still? 佢问题就喺繁忙嘅生活之中咧，咁我哋点样令到个心安住停低？
You got so many things to do, so you have to make your mind still, otherwise it will drive you crazy.
你日常环境已经咁忙嘅话咧，你更加要令到你嘅心平静，你先至可以做到嘢嘅。
How heavy is my cup? If I hold it for 1 minute, my arm aches. After 5 minutes, my arm hurts.After 15 minutes, I'm in agony in a very stupid monk.
咁咧，好似而家老师话第一只杯咧，一分钟之后咧，我觉得好攰啦。咁五分钟之后咧，我觉得就系开始痛啦。咁我挤咁五十分钟之后咧，我就觉得好苦痛。原来我一个好蠢嘅出家人。
What should I do when it gets so heavy? It hurts. I put it down and rest. I let it go.
当我拎到好攰好攰嘅时候，我应该做啲咩咧？好简单，就放下佢。咁我哋放低佢。
After a couple of minutes of rest, I pick up my cup and it feels lighter. It's the same weight, but because I've rested, it's easier to carry.
咁咧，当我再拎起嘅时候咧，咁个杯一样系咁重，但系今次拎起嘅时候，我咧会轻咗啦，因为我系休息咗。
If you've got many burdens in life, your work, your family, your finances, your health, you carry them all the time. That's why it's heavy. If you've got lots and lots of business to do, every now and again when it gets too heavy, put it down and take a rest. And after you've rested a little while, when you pick up your business, it's so easy to carry.
Yeah, 你每一日咧都有咁多嘢做啦，屋企啊。經濟啊、工作啊、家庭啊，咁我哋不斷咁加重自己嘅壓力咧，咁我哋不如就放低，鬆一鬆，再拎翻起佢，咁啊仲係一個比較上仲實際同埋一個係實用嘅方法。
Stress is nothing to do with how much work you have to do. Stress is not knowing how to rest when it gets heavy.
咁個壓力係點嚟咧？就係我哋要識得適當嘅時候放低啲嘢。就是因为有压力，我们就不懂得放低，所以我们有压力。
Do I have a lot of stress?
那你看老师不是很多压力呢？
Look what I have to do. I'm abbot of a big monastery, 240 acres in Perth, with lots and lots of monks. I'm the spiritual director of the Buddhist Society in West Australia with over 1,200 members.I'm also the spiritual patron, main teacher of the Buddhist Fellowship of Singapore with about 4,000 members. I'm also the director of the Brahma Education Centre in Singapore. I'm also the spiritual director of Wat Buddha Dhamma in Sydney, the spiritual advisor of the Buddhist Society in Victoria, and the spiritual advisor of the Buddhist Society in South Australia. And I've got a few other things, I keep forgetting what they are now.I look after our nuns monastery, 600 acre nuns monastery in Perth. Have to go to conferences and write all of these papers and author all these books. Oh, I've got so much work to do. But do I look stressed? No, because I know how to put things down. I never carried my monastery in Perth with me to Hong Kong.
咁老師啊，佢數咗十一樣嘢，我唔係聽得曬，我記得曬有幾多講。咁佢係佢自己有個廟院寺院，你哋知啦，喺珀斯啦，嗰度有200多個僧人，就200多個畝嘅地，咁啊嗰度幾大啦。咁佢又係好多嗰啲 society 即係嗰啲社嗰啲會嗰啲會長啊，嗰啲佛教嘅顧問啊，佢數咗十幾個，我數唔曬啊。咁有啲係新加坡嘅，有啲就係雪梨嘅。咁你諗下，佢仲要寫書，又要教我哋，諗下佢幾多嘢做？咁你唔覺得老師有壓力咧？佢就係因為佢識得放下。
But many of you have brought your house, your office, and your whole family with you on retreat.
咁我哋好多人咧就帶屋企啊、寫字樓啊，成個家庭都嚟曬呢度做閉關。
So please, one thing at a time. When you're on a Buddhist meditation camp, put all of that down. Your family don't exist. You haven't got an office. You're not at work. Because all that's out there somewhere, and you don't bring it into your meditation with you.
咁咧，我哋嚟禅修营咧，我哋屋企啊、写字楼啊乜，我哋要放低嘅。佢哋已经我哋唔再理噶啦。咁我哋就学习放低，尤其是当我哋禅修嘅时候，更加要放下所有嘅嘢。
Then you never have any stress.
咁嘅时候你就唔会有压力啦。
Yeah.
This one is through meditation only. Is it possible to be a stream enterer? I think is one is not well versed in the Buddha's teaching.
咁呢个同修问咧，净系做禅修。可唔可以係攞到一個？如果佢唔係好熟佛教嘅話
，Yes, you need to just have a basic understanding of the Buddha's teaching, and you need to meditate to get enlightened.
老師話係可以嘅，但你有一個即係基本對於佛教嘅嘢啦，咁同埋你要禅修。
The basic knowledge of the Buddha's teaching is like gunpowder. Meditation is like the match. When the two come together, boom.Things go bang.
咁咧，老師話個比喻就係咧佛法咧，即係我哋學佛法咧，就等於嗰個炮彈啊。
So if you got a match, sorry,
嗱冇意思 ，excuse， 因為係嗰個火藥，咁然後咧個禪修就係嗰個火柴，加埋就嘣，咁我哋就可以得㗎啦。
So if you got a match, in other words, you're a good meditator, but you got no gunpowder, you don't get enlightened.If you've got the gunpowder, but you haven't got a match, there's no explosion, you don't get enlightened. So if you're an expert on Buddhism, you're a professor of the Pali Sutras, the Chinese Agamas, you're a professor, you know everything, Sanskrit, Pali, Chinese, Tibetan, but you don't meditate, it's like having lots and lots of gunpowder, but no match.
即係如果我哋淨喺個文學嗰度去研究，我乜又識曬梵文啊、巴利文啊、中文啊、西藏文啊，如果我識曬嘅話咧，但係嗰個等於我哋個火藥。但係如果我唔去禪修嘅咧，就冇個火柴咧，都係冇用嘅。
Yeah, so you need both.
Okay, 所以我哋要需要兩樣嘢，即係要佛教嘅基本理論同埋我哋嘅禪修。
When you talk about Amita earlier.You mentioned about stages 9 to 12 of Anapanasati, and how many stages are there all together? And can you give a brief outline of these stages? Thanks.
呢個題目佢就係問咧，當老師講緊嗰個次上嗰時咧，佢講過我哋係嗰個觀呼吸咧，就係九至十二嘅其中一十一十二，如果我冇記錯，就呢三個嗰個月齡嘅階段嚟嘅。咁佢就問老師，究竟成個觀呼吸有幾多個階段？咁可唔可以老師講一講
？Stage one and two, being mindful of the long in and out breaths, being mindful of short in and out breaths. That's basically the stage where you just know you're breathing in, you know you're breathing out.
咁咧，第一二個個階段就係我哋話，即係知道個息長、個呼息長或者短。呢個即係我哋最初老師講嘅第一個階段。
You don't need to write this down. You can look it in the books.
Yeah. 即係你唔使寫嘅，你抄邊本書都有寫㗎啦。
Stage three is a full awareness of the breath from the beginning to the end.
咁第三、第四咧，我哋叫全息，就係由嗰個入息去到由開始去到尾。
Stage four is that breath becomes very soft and peaceful.
咁四咧就係我哋開始係覺得嗰個呼吸係好舒服啦。
Stage five and six.The breath becomes full of what they call piti sukha. It becomes delightful. It's just so lovely to watch the breath go in, the breath go out. That's stage five and six.
咁五同六咧，就係即係當你發覺你個呼吸係好暢順、好舒服嘅時候，你係有個喜悦喺度嘅。
The stage seven is when you see just the whole joyful breath. Stage eight, when it all calms down and starts to disappear, your breath vanishes.
咁第七同第八咧，有啲人叫微息嘅，就即係嗰個落開始有，同埋你嗰個睇唔到個呼吸啦。
And that's stage 9 when the breath vanishes, there's this beautiful light, the chitta.
9就是那个光会出现的，那个慈相会出现的。
And stage 10 and 11, that beautiful nimitta, you brighten it, you calm it down.
10-11-12就上一堂老师讲，就那个慈相就越来越光，越来越靓了。
And stage 12, you get into the jhanas, and with mochiyang chittang, you free the mind.
咁第十二咧，我哋就入到嗰个禅那啦。嗰阵时我哋就嗰个心就已经系自由噶啦。
And stage 10, 11, sorry, stage 10, nine, ten.13, 14, 15, 16. That's when, having emerged from the jhana, you just contemplate anicca, which means not just things rising and falling, but things have disappeared. You notice viraga, which is the vanishing of things, nirodha, cessation, and patinisika, letting things go, throwing them away.
13, 14, 15, 就后面嗰四个咧，就系、是、我哋会嗰、那个中文叫咩？生灭、消灭，即系个生灭已经你可以睇到个生灭啦，开始消灭嗰啲嘢。
You just saw things vanishing, you saw things fading away, you see things stop, ceased. It's obvious. So now you've emerged from a jhana, you look back upon it. Wow, so many things have disappeared. And this is where enlightenment happens.
咁咧，就嗰陣時你開始睇到啲嘢不慢慢咁消失啦。咁嘅時候又係我哋開始正嘅轉捩點嚟嘅。
So that's it in brief。
咁就呢個係即係大概嘅。Oh, from this morning about science and Buddhism, is it true that Einstein was not Buddhist, but he had said something about Buddhism？ 咁今朝老師講個科學同埋嗰個佛教嗰個關係咧？咪即係嗰個咩咧？咁佢就問咧，究竟愛因斯坦啊，佢所知就唔係一個佛教徒，但佢可以講過有啲嘢關於佛教嘅。
Yeah, unfortunately, Einstein never came to this temple. He died before he could come on retreat. So maybe in his previous life he wasn't a Buddhist, but in the next life, there's a good chance he will be.
咁咧就即係唔好彩啦，因為愛因斯坦死得早啊，佢又冇機會嚟呢個寺院啦，亦都冇機會嚟呢個閉關啦。咁佢可能前一世咧，即係愛因斯坦前一世係佛教徒，咁下一世咧佢可能會係，亦都多數會係。
I think Einstein said he didn't believe in God. He was an atheist.
佢係一個唔信神嘅人啊，佢唔信有上帝嘅。
And Stephen Hawking, which is the most famous of the scientists, he doesn't believe in God.
咁我 Stephen Hawking 咧，另一個好出名嘅科學家，佢都係唔信有神嘅。
Neither did the Buddha。
咁我哋個佛陀都唔信有神嘅。
So they're getting close。
咁所以佢哋差唔多啦。this one, when I do the sitting meditation and observing the breath, will it be maybe there's with two extremes? One is too focused, or the other one is too relaxed?Is there two extremes? If there's these two exist, what is more appropriate? Is to more appropriate? 咁呢個佢問咧，就坐禅嗰時候咧，觀呼吸咧，就會唔會有兩個極端，就係太過專注啦，或者係過於放鬆啊？如果有咁嘅問題嘅時候，邊個好啲咧？即係放鬆好啲啊，定係專注好啲？
The Buddha gave this simile of like a guitar. Strings are too tight, can't play it. Strings too loose, can't play it. So you've just got to find just the right amount. But in Hong Kong, the strings are always too tight. So relax more.
咁咧，佛陀俾咗個比喻啊，即係吉他佢啲印度啲琴咧，如果你玩個琴都知噶啦，如果你太緊咧就冇出聲，太鬆亦都冇聲嘅，所以就應該啱啱線喺中間。咁香港人嚟講咧，就一般嚟講就係我哋太緊啦，所以老師成日叫我哋放鬆。
So you know if it's the right tension there, not relaxed, not too tight, because the meditation is just so easy. The guitar sounds so sweet. You watch the breath, oh, it's so delightful. Beautiful nimittas come, and you're in jhanas, oh, it's so wonderful. That means it's not too relaxed, it's not too tight.
咁即係先老師你睇到個表現啦，即係我哋如果係好似玩吉他咁咧，你唔會太鬆，唔會太緊嘅時候咧，我哋禪修都一樣噶，咁嗰個禪拿就會好自然咁慢慢嚟噶啦。
But your problem is it's too tight。
咁我哋香港人咧就一般就係比較上緊張。
Okay.
And is this the same applies to walking meditation when we reserve the two legs, the movement of the two legs, will it be too focused, too relaxed?
Yeah, just.So you can watch the movement of the feet with no effort at all. It's just so wonderful, so peaceful. Just like beautiful music. Not too tight, not too loose. Beautiful, peaceful. Then that's the right tension.
咁呢老師話即係同我哋坐禅一樣啦。我哋行禅都係我哋睇嗰個動作呢。我哋又好似欣賞佢嗰個個移動啦。咁樣嘅話唔好太鬆亦都唔好太緊。
I told in interviews, when I...learned how to ride a bicycle when I was about 5 or 6 years of age. I was so afraid of falling off. I held the handlebars until my knuckles went white. I was so stiff and afraid. I kept falling off. Until I learned, if you want to balance on a bicycle, you have to relax. When I relax, then I never fell off.
咁咧，老師話佢講翻佢自己嘅例子咧，佢五歲，即係五歲或者六歲嗰時，佢去學踩單車啊。咁我就好緊張嘅，成日驚跌落嚟咧。咁佢揸到嗰個單車緊到咧，隻手肘都白曬啊！咁佢咧就發覺原來咧咁樣咧，佢就次次都跌翻落嚟嘅。咁當佢諗到咁咧，佢就將放鬆嘅時候咧，咁佢又反而學咗踩單車啦。
So when you're meditating, if you're so afraid of getting lost in chatterbox, or if you're so afraid of falling asleep, that's when you do get lost in chatterbox, or you do fall asleep.But when you relax, everything is nice and peaceful.
咁咧，當我哋即係我哋禅修時，一係就話諗住太多嘢講啊，即係嗰個 chatterbox 即係太多啲騷擾咧，或者我哋太過鬆嘅時候咧，咁我哋就好容易會跌咗落呢兩個陷阱度啊。所以我哋要自己最緊要做咧，就係千祈唔好諗啲嘢，就要放鬆。
But sometimes when I was riding a bicycle, I relaxed too much. I took my hands off the handlebars, and I fell off.
但如果太鬆咧，就老師有另外一個比喻就係佢太緊就跌啦。如果佢有陣時咧，即係好得戚咧，放鬆嘅手咧，佢都會跌落嚟嘅。
Okay, next question.
Why doesn't mindfulness alone produce relaxation? That's what happens when we practice mindfulness without kindness.
咁佢話點解我哋淨係發展個覺察力咧，唔可以令到我哋輕鬆？同埋咧 ，what happens when？ 同埋咧，我哋如果淨係練習 mindfulness， 即係嗰個覺知咧，但係冇個慈心嘅話
，once there was a meditator who was very wealthy， and they came from a big mansion。And before they came to the temple, they told the guard on their house, be careful of burglars. There's many burglars in Hong Kong and they know I've gone to temple. So be mindful.
咁呢老師話佢有一個好有錢嘅朋友。咁佢呢就係去寺院呢佢去寺院咁就話佢話你要小心啊因為呢好多劫匪嘅 burglar 係偷嘢嘅人。叫老師小心，你一定要好小心去，要小心。
So the rich woman came to the temple. She heard a wonderful talk. She was so inspired. And when she came home, she found the burglars had been into her house and stolen all her money and jewelry and everything else. She was very upset at her guard. I told you to be mindful.
咁咧，佢咧就係佢就去寺院啦。聽完老師嘅啲 talk 之後咧，即係嗰啲開示之後咧。咁我哋翻屋企咯，咁發覺原來屋企啲嘢咧，真係有個白涉犯去偷曬嗰啲嘢喎。咁佢鬧嗰個闊太就鬧佢嗰個守門人啦。我叫你睇住嗰間屋嘅喎。
And the guard said, "Madam, I was mindful. I saw the burglars going in, and I noted burglar going in, burglar going in, burglar going in. I saw them coming out with your jewelry. I noted jewelry going out, jewelry going out, jewelry going out."I saw the burglars going back in again, burglar going back in, burglar going back in. I saw them coming out with all your money and your safe, safe going out, safe going out. I was perfectly mindful, madam.
咁嗰個守門嗰人就話：我真係好有觀察力，我睇住個賊行入嚟， 偷咗你嘢，我睇住行，拎咗你嘢走，偷咗你啲首饰，跟住又翻翻转头偷你啲钱，我睇住个由头到尾，我睇得好清楚噶。
So mindfulness is not enough. You have to do something as well, and the best thing to do is be compassionate.
咁所以我哋话，即系老师话，点解系嗰个净系个觉察力唔够咧？即系。所以我要加埋一个慈悲喺上边，喺里边。
Okay. That's with meditation. Yeah. If you're a guard, the best thing to do is call police.
咁你可以报警。Today is the third day of meditation. I can stay much longer, but it seems to me that I am daydreaming. Am I doing wrong?
Chinese.
呢个人咧，佢今日第三日啦，咁佢就佢可以喺度停留耐啲嘅。但佢覺得自己咧日日都有發白日夢啊！咁佢話啊，咁佢冇做錯嘢咧。
There's no right, there's no wrong. Please be kind to yourself. At least you're sitting down here. It means you're not getting up to any bad mischief like breaking precepts.
嗱，咁我哋咧就唔好成日責怪自己咧，因為冇乜嘢叫啱與錯嘅。咁我哋對要自己好啲，最少你留喺度嘅時候，你係冇破到戒啦。
So next thing to do.Is when you're sitting here and you're sitting here for long periods of time, try and calm the daydreaming down. Shh. Just like, as I mentioned, the first sound of Shakyamuni is shh.
咁咧，如果你喺度坐喺度，真系知道自己系发紧白日梦嘅话咧，学佛陀嘅方法，shh，叫佢平静啲，叫佢唔好咁嘈。
Okay, next question.
This one's long. She asks whether you can elaborate on more on the third and the fourth jhana. 呢个题目佢话问可唔可以讲多啲关于三禅同四禅嘅嘢。
The answer is no.
个答案系唔得。
Look, if you experience the first jhana.Then I'll elaborate on the second jhana.
佢如果你得到第一个入咗初禅咧，咁老师会继续讲二禅。
But if you haven't even seen nimitta yet, what's the point?
如果我哋连嗰个似相咧，啲光都未睇到嘅话咧，讲个意思都唔系咁大啦。
Okay. If you really want to know, it's in the book, My Mindfulness Bliss and Beyond, and many talks about that on the internet.
如果你哋想知咧，喺上網咧，老師本書嗰度有嘅。When I was in sitting meditation for long time, and then I find myself sometimes cold and sometimes hot, and sometimes even I get sweating. So my previous teacher asked me just to watch all this hot feeling, ignore it, but.But now I feel that I'm quite contradictory, in conflicting. Is that I should take some action, such as if I'm too hot, then I take off the coat, and if they're sweating, can I sweat the sweat away? And if I got some the actions, then what I have obtained from the sitting meditation, I used to be calm, and after all these activities,All my calmness will gone, and then I can go back. 个问题佢就话咧，呢个同修佢坐禅嗰阵时啊，佢坐耐咗咧就会觉得有阵时会发冷，有阵时会发热，有阵时会流汗啊。咁以前话佢个师傅叫咧就需要净系观察呢啲咁嘅热嘅感觉啊，就唔使去理佢嘅。咁但系而家我就发觉好矛盾啦，究竟系应该做啲嘢定唔做啲嘢咧？即系热我咪应该除衫咧？我流汗嘅时候咪应该抹汗咧？但系如果我做啲嘢嘅时候咧，咁我以前坐得好定噶。咁啲嘢又冇曬，咁我點咧
？So if you feel warm in meditation, you start sweating. Keep a cool head. This is Buddhist climate control. When you're hot, keep a cool head. If you feel cold, then keep a warm heart. That way, you can always balance your temperature.In other words, keeping a cool head, don't worry about it. It's just the body doing what the body does. Just go back to your meditation object. None of my business. It's body's business.
咁咧，老师话咧，我哋用翻佛陀嘅方法啦。咁我哋如果个身热咧，就我哋令到个头脑去清醒。 咁因為我哋個身覺得凍咧，就用個暖嘅心嚟平衡翻佢。呢個係佛陀教嘅，我哋點樣平衡翻自己？咁唔好理咧，係個身體佢自己發冷，反而我哋唔使理佢嘅。
And if your body feels cold, keep a warm heart. Be compassionate to the cold. And anyway, you should understand that being cold is very good for your health. Have you ever noticed?That if you put things in refrigerator, they last for many, many years. So cold is the secret of longevity.
咁老師咧就話佢話咧凍係對我哋好嘢嚟噶。咁你有冇睇我哋擠啲嘢喺個雪櫃咧？雪藏咗之後咪可以長命啲啊？咁凍咧就等於我哋可以長命啲嘅。
Okay, next question.
Maybe the second part and because when I was receiving your teaching to.This morning, I have to use the calm mind to accept what I have to, something that I don't like or I like, I have to accept it. But when I do it, my mind and my subconscious, there's a very big conflict. Then how can I do it?
跟住佢話呢就係、今日老師教我哋呢用個平靜嘅心去接納去面對要處理嘅嘢。即係唔好話有、喜歡或者唔喜歡。但係呢我但係喺我嚟講即係做嗰個人嘅話呢我的心同埋我的潛意識咧，就覺得做唔到啊！咁我可以點樣去做呢
Remember one of the great masters, the great Buddhist masters of the modern age, Nike. Just do it.
咁我哋記唔記得？係咪老師都講過咧？嗰、那個波鞋嘅嗰個牌子咧 ，Nike 啊 ，Just do it 就係做啦。
Don't think about it. Just do it.Because the hard part of anything is thinking about it. Doing it is easy. Thinking about it is impossible.
因為我哋最大嘅問題咧，我哋成日去諗啊，我哋冇去做啊，做就係最簡單嘅，諗係最麻煩嘅，所以就係做啦。
Oh, this one's very long. And
long questions long get questions. Short answers.
Okay. Oh, it's only one question. It's three, but I will pick it one.
Yeah.
Once or twice, I meditated in a peaceful and enjoyable state that I feel as if my body and breath disappeared. So, since my meditation object is my breath, I'm not sure how to focus on when my thoughts, when the thoughts started to come. What should I do?
Remember that when your mind gets peaceful, your breath has done its job. Let it go. Just like I came from Australia in aircraft, but I couldn't get into this temple with the aircraft. I had to leave the aircraft at the airport. And then from the airport, I came to the front of this temple in a car. But I couldn't drive the car into my room. I had to get out of the car in the front and then walk up to my room.Just like the breath, it can take you so far, and then you get out of the breath, and you go into the nimitta, and the nimitta takes you so far to the doors of jhana, and then you leave the nimitta behind, and go into the jhanas. Every meditation object takes you so far, and then you let it go, to go deeper. Just like I could not drive the aircraft into my bedroom.I can't take the breath into jhana. It takes me so far, and then I leave it.
Okay, 我個問題就係咁嘅。佢話咧，佢試過一兩次咧做禅修嗰時咧，佢好平靜嘅。咁佢覺得佢自己個身體同埋嗰個呼吸都冇咗嘅。咁但係咧，佢話我有陣時咧，既然我嗰、那個即係禅修對象係嗰、那個呼吸咧，咁唔見咗佢之後，我點咧？咁我咪點做咧？咁樣咁老師個答案咧，好似佢俾個好好比喻，就係當佢嚟。香港嘅時候，佢唔可以帶佢架飛機，唔可以帶佢嚟呢度噶嘛。佢只係上架飛機，咁落完飛機，咁啊有架車接佢嚟嘅呢度。咁開到門，佢仲要落車行上去個房，佢先嚟到呢度噶嘛。咁咧，正如我哋做禅修一樣啦。到你去到呼吸嘅時候，你已經到咗個位係唔需要嘅時候，你就放下佢。咁去到個次相啦，去到個次相，你想入 jhana 咧，你又要放低嗰個次相喎，先至入到個 jhana。即係一級一級，我哋要慢慢放低啲嘢，先至可以去到最後個結果。I'll explain the question.
Okay.
Oh, I forget.
Okay.
Okay. It's finished. Question and answer together.
Okay, yeah. Very okay. good. How many more questions we got?
these two are these tricks, then I'll put it tomorrow.
Okay, very good.
Okay. And, well, you said today we have to be kind, compassionate, unconditional mindfulness towards our body and mind. And when I sit the meditation and my lower back, the pain is quite severe. Then instead of struggling and pain, then I readjust the posture again and again, and that causes distractions. So by doing this, I cannot concentrate or focus on my breathing. Then is it that my method is wrong because you keep on changing the postures?
這個問題呢,他就說呢, 因為老師今天說呢, 我們要對身體和身體要有, 慈悲, 要一個很無條件的觀察力, 那我今天坐禪呢, 他發覺他的背部很痛, 那我, 他又用我的方法, 我不跟他打架, 我不跟他對抗, 那我唯一的方法就動, 那動來動去的時候, 那變成我就分心, 分心的時候, 我就看不到我的呼吸, 那, 即是他是不是做錯了呢?
It's if you change your posture, and you have to change your posture again and again and again very quickly. The whole sitting posture is too long. Get up. Do big change of posture, not little change of posture. And the big change of posture means you do some walking, or you lay down, or have a cup of tea. But if little change of posture means you have to keep little changes again and again and again and again and again, it means you need a big change.
咁老師話呢,即係我哋話轉嗰個方法呢,即係個係一個好似我坐坐好攰好攰嘅時候呢,你不如就去行善,或者如果做唔得就去做卧禪,做唔得呢就去飲杯咖啡輕鬆下,就唔係話我少少動作,如果你坐坐又喐一喐,慢慢喐嘅時候,加加埋埋一個大嘅動作嚟嘅,咁就變咗一個分心嚟㗎喇。Okay,
this way.
How easy or difficult for us lay people, very busy working and make livings to reach a jhana. Oh, I see. The point is that if we are very busy beings, how can we reach a jhana?
I'm very busy too.
那個問題就問呢,他說我們一個香港人很忙,又要做事,又要賺錢,那我怎麼可以去到那個善那呢?那老師答我說,他也很忙,但他應該去到善那的。
So, doesn't matter how busy you are, you always have time to eat. If you have time to eat, you can always have time to meditate.
咁呢就算你無論點忙呢,我哋都要食飯呀,咁你有時間食飯嘅話呢,即證明我哋有時間去禪修嘅。
Okay, next one.
This one is from the internet.
Okay. Okay.
At first, I pay your respect to you. I have a question. If I'm not wrong, these five senses are nana, the mind and the rupa, that is the matter. If yes, how do they interact during meditation? How and when we come to know that all our sensuality is because of nana and rupa? 這個題目他說他知道,尊敬老師,他有一個問題就是,他不知道他有沒有說錯。
The five senses are not nama rupa. The five sense consciousnesses are part of the six sense consciousnesses called consciousness. It's a consciousness khanda. The objects of the five senses, that's part of nama rupa. Unfortunately, the original teachings of the Buddha were very clear. But when it came to the Abhidhamma, which was after the time of the Buddha, they actually changed some of those teachings. And that's one place. It causes lots and lots of confusion. So go back to the original teachings in the Sutta and the Agamas.
咁喺個經典嗰個部分呢,經同埋個經典嗰部分呢就講得好清楚嘅。五,呢個中文譯做五,五,問five senses,唔係,唔係,not the five faculties. The five sense doors, 即係嗰個五根,應該係五根,係咪? 五根,係咪? 係囉, the senses嘛,
the five senses. What they really mean is the five sense consciousnesses. seeing consciousness, hearing consciousness.
五識，即係五識嚇。就嗰前五識咧，就係個心係個色嗰、那個色聲香味觸法化，就係個心色，就係、是、第六色。咁呢六個色，如果喺經典嗰部分嚟講，就講得好清楚，即係唔係好似你咁講話係等於個身同埋心。
So you have consciousness, you know, it's the knowing, and you have what the consciousness knows, which is nama rupa. And the Buddha said it's like two sheaves of reeds, you know, like when you make the rice and you get all the hay left over, like two sheaves of reeds, bundles of reeds leaning against each other. The objects of consciousness and consciousness. One is nama rupa, the other one is vijnana.
佢講係嗰個綠色，就係眼耳鼻舌身意嘅綠色啦。咁然後咧就嗰個係嗰、那個個對象係嗰個身同埋心同埋身就係個對象，就唔係個色。色係個 knowing 係個知道。咁佛陀就話咧，佢等於一個嗰啲嗰啲叫米啊，嗰啲谷咧個米同埋嗰個谷殼就一齊嘅，係咪咁解
？That's why.When the objects of consciousness are very still, it means the objects disappear, and with it the consciousness disappears. That's how we get rid, temporarily, of sight consciousness, sound consciousness, smell, taste, and body consciousness. Because you're very still when you're meditating, the object of physical touch disappears, and when it disappears,So does the consciousness disappear. You're not feeling anymore. Sense consciousness or feeling consciousness stops.
咁因為咧，我如果我哋個色係好定嘅時候咧，咁我哋個對象我哋就睇唔到。咁個對象冇咗嘅時候咧，我哋個心色即係嗰六個色都生唔起。所以點我哋喺個心定嘅裏邊咧係冇感覺就咁解啦。
Okay. Yeah. Is that it?
These are tricks.
So?
The tricks. The same person to write on different papers. Naughty things.
Naughty things. Okay, so that's the end of the questions today.